Number 9, Samuel Huntington Mansion, built in 1769 at 34 East Town Street. Some historians have postulated that due to the way his father disgraced their family, the young Benedict Arnold was determined to return his family's name to its once honored position. As we know, he failed miserably in this goal. His name lives on forever as the prime example of a traitor. In striking contrast to Benedict Arnold, Samuel Huntington lived a life of extraordinary honor and respect. From his election as a representative from Norwich to the Connecticut General Assembly in 1764, Samuel rose to King's Attorney for Connecticut and Judge and Chief Justice of the Connecticut Superior Court. He was appointed a delegate to the Continental Congress, where, in 1776, he signed the Declaration of Independence. He represented Connecticut in the Continental Congress until 1781, serving as the 10th and last president of the Continental Congress from 1779 to 1781. With the ratification of the Articles of Confederation on March 1st of that year, the government of the 13 colonies transformed from the Continental Congress into the United States of America in Congress assembled. As president during that transition, Samuel Huntington thereby became the first president of the United States. Ill health caused him to leave Congress in mid-1781, but he returned as a Connecticut delegate in the 1783 session. He was Connecticut's 18th governor and died in office in 1796. The story of how he attained such renown is an inspiring one. Born in the small Connecticut town of Scotland, at age 16, Samuel was apprenticed to a cooper. He taught himself Latin at night and devoured every book on law he could find. At 27, he was admitted to the bar and then moved to Norwich, a larger town offering more opportunity. After a year, he married Martha Devotion, daughter of his mentor, the Reverend Ebenezer Devotion, and set up a law practice. Although he and his wife had no children of their own, they raised their nephew and niece, Samuel and Francis Huntington, after Huntington's brother and sister-in-law died. Here are the voices of two Norwich residents.
Is a man of mild, steady, and firm conduct, and of sound and methodical judgment, though not a man of many words or very shining abilities, but upon the whole is better suited to preside than any other member now in Congress.
True, he is dignified and reserved in popular intercourse, but in the domestic setting, pleasing and communicative.
He died in office as Connecticut's 18th governor in 1796, and he is buried in a tomb in the old burying grounds in Norwich alongside his wife, Martha. The home is in the twin-chimney center hall style, although several circa 1900 changes are apparent.